A good day, there, Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shir number 125 in the Sfarim of Rav Zelig Pliskin. We're talking about self-confidence, and we're continuing the theme of last Shir, that the way to break free, to remove yourself from insecurities and lack of self-confidence, is to break free from unhealthy patterns of thoughts in the past. We talked about labeling, the unhealthy aspects of labeling, and which limits a person. We did explain, first of all, that a lot of people that seem to be poor and very bad at something when they were younger ended up with encouragement and brought out their potential, and they became great at that very thing they were lousy at. But we also said that even if that does not happen, and what he's not that good at, he'll always not be that good at, meaning he'll be weak, just like some people are great at math, not as great as in reading, or some people are great with reading comprehension, but they're very poor at math. But nevertheless, to say, even if math is not your strong point, or even if you dislike it intensely, and you don't care for it, and sometimes, yes, you struggle with it, but the label, I'm poor at math, nothing could get into my verstopfte cup, is a label you put on yourself that limits yourself. You're a lot more, as much as you dislike math and you won't be a calculus teacher, you don't want to ever see trigonometry for the rest of your life, but you're better than you are, than you think you are. And when you learn Gemaras or you learn certain things where you do need math or you would want to use it, if you put your head to it and you work through it or you ask somebody, you are able to get to that level of where you want to get at. You cannot limit yourself. Same thing with cooking. You know, lousy, it's so many people where they were, let's say even housewives, and they're their 30s, their 40s, and they're making delicious stuff. And how many of them say, and they acknowledge, you know, when I was a teenager, I didn't practice this stuff. I was busy with other stuff, and I was a lousy cook. My stuff was barely edible until I developed it, and now everyone loves my stuff. If she in the first few years of trying to cook would say, I'm terrible at cooking, she would never get to that point. Because you have recipes, you have direction. So even if you're not good at something inherently, you don't have an intuition for it, you could do a good job when it's important. You put your mind to it and you take pride in it. But to label yourself, I'm a lousy cook, you're limiting yourself. Or I'm shy. Now, you could say you're introverted. I like the quiet. I like more reservedness. I'm not Mr. Personality. You don't have to be Mr. Personality. You don't have to be Mr. Social all over the place. But you don't label yourself and say, I'm limited. I'm too shy. I can't talk. Introverts, this is the idea. I'm just giving you an example. An introvert will always, let's say he really is a strong introvert. So he will not want to party or to be the head of a conversation. He won't. But a shyness, he could be mavatl. I'm shy. I could break through my shyness. Even if I'm an introvert, but if I have a purpose and I need to speak to somebody, I'll be able to do it without a problem and I won't be afraid. I don't like parties and I don't like crowds because I'm an introvert. But when I need to go because I need to interact, because it's important for my friend or it's important for me for whatever reason, then I'm able to do it and I can do it. Not that I can't do it. I may not like to do it, but I can. Same thing with clumsy and coordinated, like you said. Not a label. I'm unattractive, I'm ugly, big bone, too tall, too small, too big, too short, all of these things. It is true that you can't, certain things you can't change of your physical makeup, but you have so much in your self-image, in your love of yourself in a healthy way, not in an egotistical way. Because if you give up on yourself and you say, I'm unattractive, I'm ugly, I'm big boned, you'll just label that and you'll never try to dress nice. You'll never try to put on makeup if you're a woman. You'll never try to to present yourself like a Tzelem Elokim, like a worthy Ben Yisrael or Bas Yisrael that you're meant to be. And there are many, many people that technically you could say they're big bone, they're not whatever. I don't know these things. You know, you speak to someone who analyzes this stuff. And you see that if they put work into it and they feel good about themselves and they make the best of what they have, they're not ugly and they're not plain and they're not too tall. Even if they're a girl and they're 5'11", 6'1", or a boy 5'2", you a lot of it is you're putting limits to yourself. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was very short. Rabbi Galinsky was very short. But they were giants. You don't put a limit on yourself. Or I'm unorganized. Yes, there are people that are more structured in their heads and others that are more unorganized. Someone may have ADD, but even then, with some training or whatever the treatments are, I'm not getting into that stuff, but especially Bizman Hazeh. Okay, so I won't be the most organized person. I'm not best equipped to get a job as a, you know, organized, in an organizer type of thing. I'm more on the on-the-fly type of person. Fine. But to say you're incapable, unforgetful, careless, irresponsible, you could work on, even if you are, by nature, you forget things. You train yourself so that you could write things down. You use mnemonics. You use signs. You tie something here to just remind you until you get better at it. Or you're careless, irresponsible, all of these things. Someone may say they're too bossy or pushy. This is the way I am. You know, this is the way I grew up. I take the hard way. I took the hard knocks, and now this is my life. I go straight at it and I attack. If you need to do that for whatever purpose in certain circumstances and it's healthy, fine. But if it's unhealthy, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Same thing, I'm too old. How many people, when they had the right attitude and they had the health, Hashem benched them with relatively good health, who accomplished so many things after they were 50 or 60. A lot of Rav Avigdor Miller's Thursday night shiurim, the over thousand tapes that he has, was from Thursday nights that he gave shiurim on. I don't know exactly, a listener could tell me, but he was for sure over 50, maybe even over 60, when he even started this stuff. On that, you know, like in Grandma Moses, it's I think a nickname of an artist that started drawing when she was nearly 100. And some people started producing books as an author. They didn't know they were author even. And they had this idea in his head. They decided, let me try writing. And they became a bestseller. And they started when they were 50, 60. We limit ourselves. We can accomplish tremendous things. And we can't block ourselves. So what happens is, and just to explain briefly, of how to break this cycle of I'm this and break that label, let's go through this and this pattern. Someone says to themselves, let's say they want to approach a person, they know they need to approach a person, but they're not going to because they're too shy. So they look at this person, they need to speak to him, there's a tachlis to speak to him, it's even a mitzvah to speak to him, but I'm shy, I can't go over to him. Look at all those people. And then he thinks to himself, you know, I think I'll approach them. But the fear kicks in, and the next thought is, I can't approach him. Then if you ask him why not, what's going to be the answer? Because I'm shy. Okay, you're shy, but you really want to speak to this person. Yes, yes, I do. Well, you know what? I'll think I'll approach them. Okay, let me try. Then you get that fear. I can't. Same story. Why can't you? Because I'm shy. You're going back to that label, I'm shy. You can't break out of that circle. The way you break out of that circle is like this. I'm shy. But look at these people. I think I'll approach him. Now, as soon as you say, I think I'll approach him, the next thought, what normally happens is a thought that tells you, no, I can't. No, I can't. There is where you make your choice. There is a thought that says, I will approach him. A second or two later, another thought says, I can't. Between those two thoughts is when you do it. I think I'll approach him. I'm aware 10 million times I said I can't. I'm just walking and doing it. But otherwise, you go into this circle. Sometimes you can need help to get out of it. And once you do it, the next time becomes easier. And the next time becomes easier. Until you realize, I'm not shy anymore. Or I may be reserved. Sometimes I may feel it. I have to resist it. But I could talk to somebody else when I need to. And over a while with practicing this, it'll come with ease. And all of a sudden, Mr. Very, Very Shy is not very, very shy anymore. He'll never be the life of the party, but when he needs to talk to people, he'll learn to develop and be comfortable doing so. So this is the key to remove yourself from these limits. For example, instead of saying whatever you do, you change your wording in your head. Until today, I chose to be that way. You don't say, I am lazy. You change the wording and you say to yourself, until this moment, I have chosen to be lazy. And now I am choosing to be otherwise, to start working out of my laziness. I used to label myself. I'm not labeling myself anymore. Sometimes it's important to your chaverim, you could tell them, I want to work on Amida. Good friends. I'm not talking about people who they'll be supportive of you. If you know they're good friends and you could trust them and you express some Amida that you want to work on and you can get chizik out of it when people give you encouragement, it'll give you kayach to go further. So that is all important. If you say, for example, used to say, that's me. That's me. You change that. Not that's me. That was me. That was me then. It's not me now. I can't help it. Used to say. Switch that. I can change that if I work on it. I'll always be that way. You change that. No, I'm going to be different from now on. That's my nature? No, that's what I thought my nature was. That's what I thought my nature was. And you work on it little by little. You get rid of those unhealthy self-descripting things and you build your healthy mentality of being the best you could possibly be. And this is a tremendous yesod of really, really working on those thoughts and changing things like that. By changing the way you word and label yourself and to break those bad habits and to stop doing that to yourself. Again, that's me. I've always been that way. My nature, binding yourself in a gullus that you are really not in. And it's connected sort of like what we said in a previous shiur. You remember something from the past that you did wrong, you say to yourself, I'm a terrible person. So there's two things you say. You switch that and detach and say, instead of saying I'm a terrible person, you remember something bad you did years ago, you say, I'm having now a thought that I'm a terrible person. And I'm challenging that thought because I'm not a terrible person. I'm a good person that made a big mistake, which I corrected in the tshuva on. And I am not a terrible person. I'm a person that made a terrible mistake, maybe, but I'm not a terrible person. And I'm not labeling myself that. I am a good person. So there's the detaching from the negative emotion and then correcting that thought. Over time, you get used to it, and over time, you get better at it. Going back to that Kierkegaard's, the philosopher's statement, when you label me, you negate me. This is true for your self-labeling. It's true when we talked about kindness and Bein Adam L'Chaveray. That's why it's so important. If you are in a position of authority as a parent, as a teacher, as a mentor, as a Rebbe, as a Rosh Yeshiva, never put that label on your child, your Talmud. I remember with a yeshiva that's going to be nameless, with a Rebbe that's going to be nameless, that I heard many, many times in my earlier years, where someone couldn't grasp something, and the Rebbe said, which is a Yiddish phrase that you have a stuffed head, meaning nothing will go in. Nothing. You won't be able to absorb anything. You know, that's it. But said again and again and again, the kid starts believing he is indeed a fashtapta cup. And when he's not able to retain things and remains quote unquote ama aretz and he doesn't learn a word all through his teenage years, it's not because he's not capable. It's because he was told and he was labeled a fashtapta cup. And unless it's undone, whether by himself or a good rabbein that build him up again and say, that's sheker. Hashem is the one who made these cups and he's the one who decides. And he gives you potential to be the best you can be. So you're not, right now, the you're struggling. There's so many tzaddikim that are real tzaddikim that struggled. You know, and they had to work hard to comprehend and understand. And Hashem gave them special siyat d'shmaya. The disciples let us talk about this all the time. And this kid was ruined because of that label, the hastaf hashtapta cup. Labels to others, one of the worst things in the world. Lashon hara, sinas chinam, that is connected to it, causing the gullus, the churban misery. But self-labels is terrible as well. It's okay. You're not blind to your faults. You make healthy cheshbon nefesh. You don't say, "Oh, I'm perfect," and you know, "Shalom alei nafshi," or "Ki b'shriris libi eilech." You know, I'm good. You know, no, you have to have accountability. Accountability though doesn't mean that you smash yourself. It means you take a healthy reckoning of self-correction that you need to self-correct, but you don't label yourself and limit yourself for what you have the potential to do. In Shalom Bayis, it's the same thing. You're not a bad husband. You're a good husband that made some bad choices that they could correct. Same thing with the wife. You're not a bad wife. You are a potentially wonderful wife that till now did not yet learn the skills, but I can and I will, and I'm a good wife. You challenge it. And you work towards it, and you'll be matzliach. Have a wonderful Shabbos.